It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Good to be back with you. Off last week, we are here for, like, for the duration. Except for a day here and there.
Yeah.
But basically here.
We're basically here. Yeah. We're locked in.
So a guy came up to me on the beach. We were in Delaware. It was Wednesday. He's like, yo, I love the show. You guys got to get back, though. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
We have one week when we're not there.
Yeah, Broads and TK. Yeah.
He was like, yo, I keep tuning in every day. It's TK. I'm like, well, TK's good.
It's been a lot of TK the last, like, week and a half.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Man, let TK shine.
I'm not letting TK shine. I'm saying, like, it's been, like, the TK show for the last week and a half. You know the morning show never works. So, yeah, like, there's been a lot of TK in there. Jillia was off the week before we were off. TK's right in there.
Yeah.
The summer of teak, some say.
We got to have a TK day one day where he just goes 6A to 6P. 12 straight hours of TK.
You could do it.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That guy's a machine.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
I tell you what, it was jarring watching a team just come in here and mash the baseball.
Just home run after home run after home run.
I was so jealous.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm watching three guys in their outfield who I want the Phillies to go get, like, one of them.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor Ward had a huge weekend. Joe Adell is you know, he's having a breakout year finally as a good prospect a long time ago. And then, like, Jorge Soler, I feel like every time he swings, he's going to hit it 700 feet. Well, not even to mention Trouty, Spike. Come on, man.
No? He's only making, what, $37 million for the next 6 years?
Pay it down.
Yeah, and every home run, by the way, was a 438-foot shot to center field.
Yeah, they weren't wall scrapers.
Or upper deck, or, yeah. No,
well,
no,
and then you see the Phillies' offense just puttering along.
Yeah.
You know, like, no home runs whatsoever.
Second and third, no out. We're crossing our fingers that one of the guys gets home on the ground.
We had a couple home runs.
Man, yeah, hold on, man.
Yeah. Come
on. Schwarbs, big one on Saturday.
That's right.
Bryce had a big weekend.
And it's always in the series they lose, and it ended up being in a game that they won. But that base running mistake with Schwarber and Trey Turner. Maybe
one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Made me want to put my foot through the wall. What are you guys doing? They gave him a break, by the way, throwing the ball to second. At least we could keep Trey on third, because you'd rather have Trey on third than Schwarber on third.
Yeah.
And they still screwed it up. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, very not the best base.
I blame that on Trey.
Or do we Trey should have just stayed.
Yeah.
Or Schwarber's just got to run to third and stay there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Somebody has to get to third and just stay on third base.
Yeah.
So Dave Dombrowski's talking right now to the media.
What did he say?
He said that David Robertson is throwing like he has in the past, the similar spin rate, throwing 88 to 90.
Oh,
Get excited.
Now, it's going to be a few weeks for him,
right? Yeah, so he's reported Lehigh Valley, so he had to accept that, because you can't. A tenured player, you can't just make go to Lehigh Valley. But he accepted it, so he's going to Lehigh Valley. And at the end, Dave said he's open-minded to doing other things before the trade deadline.
Oh, well, there you go. Well,
how does that make you feel?
Oh, boy, at least he's open-minded.
Yeah, at least he's open-minded to it. Now, there's a lot of trade stuff I want to get to, but I do find it interesting. So I think we talked about this before we left on vacation. But Harper continuing to do, like, I'm one of the best players in baseball thing.
I'm glad you noticed that, because he did it again.
He did it again. What is your read on? Like, what's the read on Harper doing the one of the best players in baseball thing again?
He wants his extension.
Yeah.
You guys in the reporting about the extension.
100% that's what it is.
Why wouldn't it be?
I've never heard him say that. He said it twice in 1 week.
I know.
You know, I'm one of the best players.
Why else would he be trying to remind people?
I think he's reminding himself. I think he had to get back to, like, I think he's going through the poor me's. Oh, this made a lot of sense in the High Hopes podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it does, where nobody challenges
you guys are.
I'm glad you thought the same thing.
This has nothing to do with the extension. You guys are crazy.
By the way, I didn't send the text to you because I wanted to surprise you with it, but when I saw him say it the second time, I sent it to a friend of mine. I was like, this guy just wants his extension. He said this twice in 1 week.
You guys are doomers, man. It's not a doomer.
He just wants his money.
He was going through a horrible stretch, and what he's doing is convincing himself, reminding himself he's one of the best players in baseball.
I got to be honest with you. I agree with him.
About what?
He's still one of the best players in baseball, and he should get an extension.
Ugh, you're crazy on both.
I totally agree with him.
One of the best, one of the 30 best?
Yeah, one of them.
Okay.
That's technically one of the best.
Yeah, if you move the line back far enough, I guess Max Kepler is one of the best.
I didn't say one of the 10 best or one of the 15 best.
And look how we can do that normally. We can all agree. Not one of the 10 best players in baseball. We all love the guy.
But we don't have much to work with.
We don't have to lie.
Yeah.
perfectly
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, we can't just say he's one of the 10 best players in baseball.
And enough with the extension. Not at this point. How about you have a healthy year where you produce like one of the best players in baseball for the entire year, and then we can talk about it. Your extension is not coming for 6.5 years. 6.5 years. We were having a discussion 2 weeks ago about whether his prime is over, and he still has a contract for 6.5 years.
And then he has 504 games.
You pushed that discussion.
That is a lie.
It's clear that his prime is not over with.
Are you kidding me?
He just hit 3 home runs at opposite field.
Oh, okay, great.
He said he hasn't felt this good in a year and a half.
All it took was a month off.
Got to manage him.
Yeah,
I think you guys are totally wrong. I think it has nothing to do with the extension.
Now that's where I totally disagree with
he
you.
He is planning because he's looking at his AAV compared to the top 15 AAV in baseball.
No doubt he is.
He's not in the top. I'm sure he's not.
He's 27th.
Yeah, and he is thinking to himself, I am not being paid like one of the best players in baseball. So he is planting that he is one of the best players in baseball.
Yeah, I get that thing up to at least 40 a year, man. 45 a year.
Oh. All right, easy in there. Yeah. Easy in there. So
you're going to need a 3-year, $40 million a year extension.
I'll give him a raise for the next 3 years. I'm not giving him an extension yet. How about
that? Okay, that's fine.
Redo his contract. Give him $10 more million a year for the next 3 years.
I can go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can go with that. They can do that?
I don't know.
I'm like, they can do that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure they can do it.
Yeah. But I don't know if there's like a precedent for it. I don't know. So the rib injury.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Bone gets hit in the ribs before the All-Star break and then comes back, plays.
Plays through it because he's tough.
Because he's tough. Always has been. Yep. Never cried in the dugout when they're winning by 10 runs.
Yep.
And then the next day, all of a sudden, he's got a fractured rib.
And he's out for a month.
How do you miss that?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
You have the NOLA ankle thing that they let him pitch on and go out there and get shelled. And then they said a day later, they were like, oh, well, he actually had this ankle injury that happened in Cleveland. And then you had the Harper wrist thing.
Bryce came back too early.
Which you can't figure out what the wrist thing is. And then you have, now they've been pretty healthy, but the injuries they've had this year are just weird.
Do you think if you opened up the door to the Phillies medical staff, they would all be wearing Sixers gear in there? Do you think they're all? Do you think they've just brought in the Sixers medical staff for the Phillies this year in terms of communicating about injuries? Very weird.
It's very weird.
It's very weird.
It's very weird. So we talked about the deadline and what the signals that they are kind of putting out. Now the way they talk is different than what is being put out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the national guys, and it's not the usual suspects. Like some of the national guys do the chalk, Dombrowski's going to make a move thing. You know, like Jim Bowden will say that, and like John Heyman or whatever. But the fact that, you know, Jason Stark, he was on foul territory, and he had this to say about what he's hearing about Dave Dombrowski heading into the deadline.
I think he has this sense about his team that with the right move or moves, they can win the World Series, that everybody else is beatable, their team too, but they have that team that nobody wants to play because of their pitching, right? And I ran into a guy in Atlanta who has talked to Dave, and he said he thinks Dave is geared up to do something huge. He's got his prospect chips ready to go. And look, his ideal trade is not going to happen. His ideal trade is the Twins for Byron Buxton and Johan Duran. That's not going to happen. The Twins aren't going to do that. But that's what I think Dave would do in an ideal world. Give up a ton of prospects for a big bat, a huge arm, and two guys he can control beyond this year.
So what I keep thinking is this is out there so when they don't do it, they can say they wanted to do it.
Yep.
Maybe.
That's just how it feels.
But
I just don't feel like we're going to get some big guy.
But what's different about at least this year versus the last couple of trade deadlines is that around this time, the last couple of trade deadlines, you were already hearing from the more local guys that don't expect a big move. Like we would be talking here about go get this guy, go get this guy. But everything was don't expect that. That's changed this year. Like there are at least more of the local guys are saying, I think this is the time that he's going to push his chips in.
All right.
So we'll see. I mean, we're 10 days out. Now, the one guy who could be...
Because that does set us up for a reaction if he doesn't do it.
Well, yeah. I think this is going to be the most like reaction-heavy deadline.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Yep.
Like, I think people really want that big move.
Yep.
And we'll debate what the big move is. But, the one guy that is a factor in all this is, of course, Middleton. And Middleton talked over the weekend. And this is sort of a shaky answer if you want a big move.
You go back to like 9, 10, and 11 for us when Ruben was the general manager. He did an extraordinary job. You know, got Cliff Lee in 09 at the trade deadline, added Pedro shortly after that. You know, after 09 season, in the offseason, he brought in Roy Holiday, extended him, you know, brought in Roy Oswalt in 10 at the trading deadline, re-signed Cliff, you know, after 10 during the offseason, brought in Hunter Pence. Every move he made, it was an A-plus move. And every player that he brought in performed at a very high level. And we still lost. You know, and not only did we not win the World Series, but we exited every year one round earlier than the year before. And then, so if you kind of empty the cupboard, you can do everything right and you still don't win. It's a bad call. It's a bad break. You know, a bad bounce of a ball. It's some guy who just gets ridiculously hot and on the other team and beat you. So those things, you have to take that. You have to weigh all that because we're going to be playing baseball in 5 or 10 years from now, right?
Yeah.
And we want the fans to be excited about the team 5 or 10 years from now. And that, and to do that, you can't just trade everybody.
Yeah, but okay. He's right. Mm-hmm. But also, if I had it to do it again, I would tell Ruben Amaro to go get Cliff Lee, go get Roy Halladay, go get, you know, Hunter Pence, go do it. Because like I don't want to be left asking the question if they were a move away from going and getting them. You could always say it might not work. Of course it might not work.
Sure.
But there's a less of a chance of working if you don't add good players to your team.
So, yeah, and listen, I think John Middleton's heart is usually in the right place. And I think he's wrestling with this as well. You don't go from I'm going to die trying to get the trophy back to this mindset without somebody influencing you with this sort of mindset as well. So maybe he's had to been told maybe we don't want to go all in. Here's where I think he's missing the boat in listening to that. A couple of things. Those were absolutely the right moves to make. It's what the team needed. The GM went out and done it. It's not Ruben's fault that the players didn't get it done. Ruben didn't blow a 4-0 lead in game 2. Right? Ruben wasn't the guy who couldn't hit against San Francisco when Cody Ross was going off for a damn in the NLCS, right? And they went on to win the World Series, right? That's not Ruben's fault. And by the way, and while I like these prospects, I like them mostly because Jack tells me I need to like them. I don't know these damn prospects other than by name. The prospects they traded for those guys, how many of them actually came back to haunt you? So I would much rather have done what Ruben did versus don't do anything, don't win the World Series, and I still got a bunch of bum prospects on my team or in my farm system that I'm forcing on the fan base. I'm not saying that's what Aiden Miller and Andrew Painter and Justin Crawford are going to be, but to act as if these are guaranteed everyday players, a top-of-the-rotation pitcher, like that's what you're giving up, it sounds more like a businessman than it does, I'm trying to go win the World Series. It sounds like I want to make sure we have a good team so that I can keep people coming to the game.
Yeah.
He is a businessman. I don't fault him for that.
Well,
I'm just saying when I hear that, I don't hear baseball. I hear I want to have a solid team so that we don't go through what we went through those 10 years when we didn't have any players.
Well, and to be clear, I don't want to go through that either. I don't want to go through 8 years.
Nobody does.
But it's on them as an organization to be able to trade prospects to get good players and still continue on.
They have a draft every year. You can get players every year.
And there are teams that trade for good players almost every year.
Atlanta
still have
always has good
to
players.
Uh-huh. Yankees have been over 500 forever.
For 20 years.
They trade prospects all the time. Dodgers trade prospects all the time.
And by the way, it doesn't stop the Yankees from continuing to trade prospects. And by the way, they haven't won a World Series since 09.
Yeah.
And they just keep friggin' doing it over and over and over and over again. You know, is it okay to have a guy or two in your system who's like, maybe not that guy?
Right.
But overall, there's just...
Well, it's not like they have Acuña coming through the system like a Tatis.
Yes. Well, that's why I joke about Aiden Miller. When I say like he's going to hit...
Did you see that throw from Acuña?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd trade every one of our prospects right now for him.
Yes.
He's I swear to God I would.
And then he had a line drive 454 yesterday.
Yeah.
He is ridiculous.
He is insane.
Yeah. He's really good. That you have him making
with
that
two torn ACLs, by the way, on his ledger.
By the way, he's making that throw from right field, and Cassie's falling down catching routine fly balls, making them look harder than they are. It's like, oh my God, do they even play the same sport?
Not really.
Are they going to make a big move?
I think so. But my problem is, like, I think they're going to make a big move for a closer, and that's going to drive me nuts. Like, if you're going to make
if it's the Miller kid.
Yeah, he's fine. Again, he's great. I know that Mason Miller is great. I know that Felix Bautista, I think, is their number one guy. I think they want Felix Bautista. But, like...
Orioles.
Yeah. If you're going to trade, if you're going to do your all-in move, right? We're waiting for the Dave Dombrowski patented all-in move. I would just rather it be for a game-changing bat. And I just... A closer can only affect so much.
The question is whether there is a game-changing bat available.
Right.
And if it's top-of-the-line closer versus mid-level bat, give me the top-of-the-line closer because I think you change the complexion of your entire bullpen by adding one top-of-the-line piece. I think they'll probably add one top-of-the-line, one middle one or something like that, or maybe the Robertson signing means they don't think they can add a middle one in the trade deadline, so they'll just get one top. I think the problem is if you add like a middle-of-the-road bat, there are just enough hitters on this team where I'm saying they're going to succeed or fail based on Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, Alec Boehm, and that's it.
And the starting pitching has to be there. Yeah.
And whether they trade for a guy who has a 772 OPS who's playing left field instead of Max Kepler, I just don't know. I think I'd rather have the bullpen piece if I can only have one. Because I just think it changes everything. You look at that bullpen is atrocious. It really is atrocious. The fact that they're in first place with that bullpen is...
It's a miracle.
It truly is.
Daniel Robert, 1.7-something ERA, though. Good forget.
We forget.
Yeah.
He's been all right?
He has been pretty good. He always does look like he's sick.
Yeah.
He always looks like he has a cold or something.
Always looks surprised to be there,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah.
He's very wide-eyed. And then I guess real quick, the two big trade deadline names today.
Yes.
The one was from about Mason Miller from Ken Rosenthal. He said the Phillies are the most likely team to tempt the A's to trade Mason Miller. The way the A's see it, only a few teams are bold enough to propose an offer worthy of Miller. Which team might tempt the A's? The Philadelphia Phillies. And then from Jim Bowden, who I think is full of it, he said that the Red Sox have been discussing Jaron Duran with several teams, and both the Phillies and Padres would love to land Duran. He is the outfielder from the Red Sox, not the closer from the Twins.
It'd be weird for the Red Sox to trade him, given how well they're playing.
So I think they like their current outfield.
Okay.
They have a Gold Glover in center field. They have Roman Anthony, who's the best prospect in baseball, in left, and then Abreu in right field. So I think that they view him as expendable, and if they can get an arm, they need pitching. Maybe they do it.
Would you trade? They need a starter, or do they need a reliever?
They need starting pitching.
Okay.
It would be like Abel. We'd start with Abel.
Okay.
Who's shoving back in AAA, by the way. Get excited.
And I mean, he's allowed what? One run and two starts or zero runs?
I don't think
and
he's
two
allowed he's only allowed no runs and only three hits.
Yeah, that speaks more to the hitters he's facing.
At least you get the confidence.
We're getting
back
the trade
a
value
bit.
Up.
Yeah.
Focus on the important things. Focus on the important things.
I didn't know. I thought you were trying to keep him.
No.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That was only for a week.
Get ready to learn. Get ready to learn Fenway Pack. You know?
There you go.
Fenway Pack.
Coming up next, more stuff we missed for the week off. There was a big article on Joel Embiid, and Paul George had knee surgery.
Oh,
surprise!
Man.
So, talk about both of those things next. Are you more optimistic or pessimistic about the rest of the Philly season, glass half full or glass half empty? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.